Welcome back to part two of this podcast. We're wearing the same clothes, and it was about 2 minutes that we had to wait for a train to pass. Yeah. But on this one,
we may just post part one and part two at the same time.
At the same time, that's fine. Yeah, I don't care. You got to give people some expectation. All right. We may even have a song battle in a minute later on. That will be part three. Anyway, I'm trying to film
some. You're a lot older than me, though, so if you go before 90s.
No, we're going to, dude, I don't know any modern songs. So let's talk about modern songs for a moment. Okay. Modern songs versus older songs. So growing up here, Pastor Larry and Mel Estes, our first youth pastor, used to talk about the songs that they used to sing, which was like, I'm a tree, I'm a tree. You know that song?
Sure don't.
Okay, me either. All right, but he's like,
that one more time?
No. And I'm not making fun of it, but they were just new Christians and they're just singing. And then when I showed up to Victory in 1997, that's when the Jewish movement hit.
Oh, right.
And it was like Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. All right, that's when I showed up. That's how I know.
Bongos.
Yes. Yeah. Leo was on the bongos, one of our ushers. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I'm about to make a joke. So I had a CD. It was Brownsville Revival.
Mm-hmm.
So you ever heard of Brownsville?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. You were like 1 year old. All right, no. So Brownsville was going on.
I wasn't there, but I heard
it. I showed up to church at Victory during that time, and I got a CD. And it was purple and yellow.
Yeah.
And I had a single cab truck before I had my big dually. So I drove the single cab Chevy Stepside 1995.
Yeah.
And I was 15 years old, because you could get your license at 15. And I remember putting the CD in, and the song was, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 15, driving to high school with 12s in the back, 12 subwoofers, bumping this Jewish praise music.
Yeah.
Friends would get in and be like, what are you listening to? Thinking back, that's how I know I was saved.
Yeah.
Because I love that music. Because it meant something to
me. For sure.
Spirit of the Sovereign Lord.
And
but as a 15-year-old, and then Hillsong, United came out.
Mm-hmm.
And these songs were like songs that I could relate to that were singing, but they were so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And even the song that me and you listened to yesterday, Take Me Past the Outer Courts,
are
Waves of Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like those songs meant something to me because that's when I met the Lord during that time.
For sure.
Shout to the Lord and like Darling Check. And then those Mercy Me, like Word of God Speak, Pour Down Like Rain. Yeah. And like,
I like that one.
I'm trying not to get emotional. I'm getting emotional. And we said we're going to make this one funny.
It's okay.
But thinking back on those days and like singing those songs and really feeling the Lord for the first time in my life. And we would have these all-night worship nights at our friend's house. If you know Lori, Pastor Lori's dad and mom, Papa D, we would have these all-night prayer nights and worship to where we would wake up Papa D because we're stomping on the devil's head. And the night before school starts, like my senior year, we had a four-hour prayer night about school. And then me and Rivers Camp and some guys would walk around the school and we would pray like Jericho and singing these songs.
Yeah.
And looking back, I'm like, people want to know why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
It's because of those days. It was serious, carrying our Bible, preaching the word. And one thing I found was songs back then were completely biblical.
Yeah.
They would take scriptures. I remember this Mercy Me song where can I go from your spirit? I can even go down to Hades, basically, and you're there.
Yeah, and by biblical, you just mean they were straight scripture.
They were straight scripture.
Yeah.
And mountains... hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And just being in awe of that.
Right.
And then something happened. Something happened to where songs became very wordy.
Yeah.
Very, very creative.
Right.
Abstract, if you will.
Yeah.
And it lost me.
Right.
It lost me for a moment.
Yeah.
And it still has. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I do have I'm not going to say I have an issue. It's hard for me to get into some, like, I feel like we're coming out of it, though.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a period, like, I know I'm talking a lot, so you're going to get to talk here in a minute. But there was a period, I feel like, of 6 years
yeah.
that songs just kind of went off the rails, and they were very selfish, very about me,
yeah,
and very, like, quoting things that I'm like, I don't want to quote that about my life.
Yeah.
And then, but now it's like, I speak Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we're coming into a new... Yeah. New lyricist? Am I saying that right? I don't know. What I just talked a long time. So yeah. Your turn.
Yeah.
Thing. No, it's like chess.
I mean, I have a lot of thoughts. I mean, again, I've gone from I've sang songs from Tomlin to Jesus Culture to Bethel to
Your own songs?
To I mean, even written some, you know, and I can attest to like some of there are songs that I've written for my personal walk. That if we were to sing it in church, it would be looked at as selfish because it was a thing between me and Jesus.
But yeah, it's intimate.
But it's but I wouldn't sing it in church because this is like me and the Lord. But at the same time, when you think of like all the seasons, like I agree with you. You know, there was like I feel like the Jesus Culture era is kind of where like when Jesus Culture was getting really famous. That was kind of really where I jumped into more of the, I guess we could say, charismatic side of worship.
That was 2009.
Yeah, so charismatic side of worship, moving beyond some non-charismatic sides. I don't know. I don't want to say names, and, you know. But anyways, so, but even like their songs back then were just, I feel like they were all about the Holy Spirit. They were all about Jesus. It was very much like, vertical worship, you know, and. But then every now and then it was like we would slip in something that was more of an intimate thing where it was like a conversation between you and God, you know?
Right.
And,
which and are beautiful songs.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes. And I think what happens is like, I think the church as a whole, like not just Victory, but the church as a whole, we all go through seasons, you know, of, and I think everyone kind of goes through it at the same time where it's like, we get on this tangent of, all right, every song is just straight vertical, and every song is simple.
Every song is like declaring.
Every song is
declaring,
like anthem.
Yeah. Like 10,000 reasons.
And then all of a sudden you have, oh my gosh, why can't I think of the song? We always sing it.
Goodness of God.
Hillsong, no, the really wordy one.
So Will I.
So Will I, thank you. Then So Will I comes out, and I think that was the, So Will I is a great song. Don't want to say it's not a good song, but So Will I comes out, churches start playing it. And then it just kind of, started this trend. I feel like, and maybe there was a song before that, but I feel like it was noticeable. All of a sudden there's this trend of, because it's So Will I is very much, because even if you look back at the old hymns, the hymns are wordy.
Right.
But what happened is like back then when they were written to old bar tunes. Yes. Everyone knew the melody. Everyone, so they could jump in and it was fine. But they were really wordy.
Back in the pub,
The whole point of So Will I was let's make a hymn-like song where it's a bunch of verses. Every verse is different, you know?
Right.
And so, well, that kind of started this trend of like, oh, well, that sounds cool. Let's do it. Let's do another one. Let's do another one. And so, so then it kind of went this other direction.
So Will I.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that for the first song and I was so confused.
Yeah.
Until I listened to it by myself.
Right.
And dude, I had a moment.
Yeah.
It was this eye-opening like, oh my gosh. This So if you've never heard it, pause the podcast, go listen to So Will I.
For sure.
But look at the lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forget what you've heard about Hillsong. Go back and listen to this song.
Oh my gosh.
Read the lyrics as you're listening to it.
Yeah.
I had a moment.
Yeah.
I was the worship leader at that time, not singing, but I was the worship director, pastor, whatever you want to call it. And I remember telling Sarah Lejeune, hey, I want to sing this song.
Yeah.
And then Kayla's like, I'm going to sing it. So we did it.
Yeah.
And I thought the heavens were, I thought the roof was going to come off.
Right.
I really did. I was like, people are going to get saved. And like, why did I talk in that accent?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I really thought
that. Because we live in the South.
I tell you what, people are going to know the Lord and they're going to get saved and it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
But I really thought that it was going to happen. And when people had their hands down looking at Kayla singing the song, like she's singing in French.
Right.
I was so heartbroken.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to shove this song down their throat.
Right.
And so we sang it like 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And after that, I was like, we're never singing this song again. Yeah. And that's when I learned the difference between a personal worship song.
Absolutely.
And a congregational worship song. But I don't think it's that simple.
It's not.
Because every now and then, when you sing an intimate song, there's a way to bring people into 100%, that.
Yeah.
It's just how it's done.
For sure.
Is it tasteful? Is it?
I mean, you have to know like the state of your church.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's biblical. The pastor should know the state of their flock.
Absolutely.
That is biblical.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Boom. That was intentional. Not really. It wasn't. But yeah, you have to know the state of your church. You have to know, like, as a worship leader, what can you put in the set list that is going to, the whole point is to engage the Lord. And so if people aren't going with you,
right,
then change something up, you know? Right. And I mean, I've had several moments like that where I love a song and I put it in the set and it falls flat, you know? But it's like, it doesn't necessarily go away. It's like, I've learned to just kind of put it on the back burner and then, it's like every now and then I'll take it back out, and then all of a sudden, whoa, what happened? Why?
Right.
Why was it different all of a sudden? I feel like we're, as a church, like personally at Victory, we're in a season where our worship is like elevating.
Yeah.
Something is happening in the room right now where it's like, I don't know if people are just taking risks on like, hey, I can actually sing really loud. It doesn't matter who's around me, or hey, I can raise my hands, or I can shout. You know, I almost feel like it's that, where it's like people are just kind of learning that they can. You can worship in the room. There is freedom to do.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much whatever you want to do, you know, outside of sin. But we have freedom at Victory to worship. Like you can worship in whatever way, you know, the Lord leads you.
Flags.
And so, yeah, I think so.
Painting.
Oh yeah.
See, I'm going to
bring it on.
Let's have a moment right
bring
here.
Bring it on.
I can handle a lot.
Right.
I'm not an artist.
Right.
It is so hard. And I know they're worshiping the Lord with their gift.
Yeah, for sure.
I believe scripture.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, it's hard for me.
Yeah.
It's the painting is hard. Flags are distracting to me.
See, I think that is a...
It's a personal opinion.
Yeah, but a lot of people are going to probably feel that way.
Right.
And so that would be something that I wouldn't just all of a sudden, we wouldn't have a painter on the stage and flags going in the background all in the same week.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like, what the heck?
Right.
Even though my personality... I love the shock factor. I love to just be like, boom, you know, we're doing something crazy and we're just going to do
400 people show
you
up.
You know, and then, yeah, you know, but, you
so
know.
So can we have a triangle?
See,
Tambourines again?
Yeah,
we outlawed tambourines a long time ago.
Again, it's like there's
really,
certain things that you have to, if you play a tambourine or a triangle, you know, you probably have the gift.
Go talk to Jade.
Yeah, oh my gosh, no. Do not talk to Jade, because then she'll talk to me, and I'll say no. But anyways, all that said, I think we were talking about songs.
Yeah.
I think the main thing is you have to know, like, number one, do you know the Bible, and is the song biblically accurate? You know, there is still songs that we sing in the set that I question, that I'm questioning currently. I'm not going to name them, but there are songs that I'm like, wait a second, does this line up with what... But I think that's a health, you have to take
you
that
have
stance,
to do that, right.
You know, on every song. And it's like, even, so let's take the song like I Speak Jesus. Like, why does that work? Why does that work for me? Why does that work for them? You know, like, what about this song? And then break it down and then say, okay, what other songs have those same elements?
Right.
You know? And
so let me tell a quick story about I Speak Jesus.
Yeah.
So I was filming. I had the privilege of filming a tour called Light the Way Ministries. Last year it was Toby Mac, Kane, and Newsboys.
Mm.
Well, we were in...
OGs.
Yeah, some OGs on this tour with some young pups too. Like, they had some younger guys. I can't remember their names though. And the night that Newsboys was playing, it was a Friday night in Missouri.
Yeah.
And... what's his name? KJ was there. Is that his name, KJ? Like the rapper? KB. Yeah, thank you, Felix. Felix is our engineer for this one. But KB, and we got to meet him. Well, Briggs was with me during this show in Missouri. You know, it's a 10-hour drive. He came with me to learn the ropes of the production business. And the wind was blowing. We thought a storm was coming in, so we had to cut the LED wall. We had to bring it down. So there was no video that night for Newsboys. And so me and Briggs didn't have anything to do. So we got to actually be a part of the show. But we didn't get to just stand in the crowd. We got behind the scenes because that's where we were.
Yeah.
And we're standing on the side of the stage. And Newsboy starts singing, I Speak Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this song? It was the first time I heard it.
Oh, that was the first time you heard it from the Newsboys?
It was the first time. But it's like the Spirit of the Lord came over me.
Absolutely.
And my son is right by me.
Yeah.
And I'm all around. And I don't know. I hate to say this, but not all Christian artists have stage people and crew that are Christians.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there and I'm with the monitor people of the crew and the stage hands. And in that moment, I'm like, I have to do it. And I lift my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, my son is lifting his hands, and we are worshiping on the side of the stage in Missouri to the Newsboys singing that song.
Yeah.
And I just had this moment. Yeah. I'm like, Lord, there's something on this song, hope the people in the audience feel it. Well, that was a Friday night. We drove back Saturday because I had something to do that Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, I walk in, and y'all are singing that song.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, Lord. Yeah. And I was like, Briggs, this is the song.
Yeah.
Again, so I do think the anointing, and anointing's on all sides. You know,
No.
It's not. But
it's not. Because that's what I was going to say. I do think that there are songs that it's like God just like puts his stamp of approval on. I Speak Jesus is one of those songs. I think there's probably a song like in every era that we probably still sing because there's just something on it.
I'm going to tell you one.
Yeah.
And it's by an artist that we don't play a lot.
Uh-huh.
How Great Is Our God?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Goodness of God.
Yep.
It's another one I feel is one of those.
Yeah. What a Beautiful Name.
There is What a Beautiful Name. Yeah. Yep. There is one more that we don't sing that I believe is one of those anthems, and it's Inside Out.
Inside Out?
Yeah, From the Inside Out by Hillsong United.
That was a heavy hitter for sure.
But there are those, and I just go, why is that?
Yeah.
And how do we get back to that? And that's what I'm saying is this. This is the whole point. I believe that the generation right now that's hungry for the Lord is hungry for being authentic. Yeah. And it's not wordy.
Yeah.
It's like expressing, because that's what Psalms were written.
Yeah.
Is what they were going in Exodus for when they come out and they start singing a song. Because worship leading is a new thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I hate saying this, is it, when I say, is it biblical? It
you
sounds
say it's
like
a new thing.
I think it's more of a new thing. What we do.
Yeah. You mean new within the past 50 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Yeah.
In the Bible, was there a worship leader?
Yeah. Yeah.
David, maybe, but he was a worshiper.
Right.
So this is
technically the Levites in the temple were considered the worship leaders.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, but a guy standing on stage leading people in a song.
For sure.
I don't know if that was actually in the church back in the day.
Right. Right.
But either was preaching.
Neither were lights, neither were haze machines, you know, all the things.
So I'm not saying it's wrong.
Absolutely.
It's just I think God, through this new, and I hate saying it because it sounds like I'm saying new age, but in this new realm that God, in our society, in our culture, because I believe that the grace that is on us right now is meant for 2024.
Yeah, absolutely.
The year that we're in.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a production leader of 1980.
Right, for sure.
It's 2024.
Yeah.
And so, I do want our worship team to know the songs that I was talking about earlier that encountered me. Because I believe there's still anointing on those songs.
For sure, 100%.
And I believe they've been dead and buried because maybe they're not cool.
Yeah.
And I love that people try to redo them.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that there is something on those bones.
Well, even like, and they're so, because it's so easy to produce a song now, I mean, it is like, I mean, AI can do half the work for you, you know? But there are literally worship songs coming out every day.
Right.
Probably every
hour.
We are
over.
And it is just like, it is a overwhelming scent. I mean, I get songs every week that people send to me and they're like, you should do this, you know? And if you do that, I'm just going to let you know, my personality says nope, you know, which is terrible and I shouldn't do that. But I'm just saying, it's like, if you suggest a song to me, my instinct is to be like, nah, you know.
Well, it's just crazy because back in the late 90s, it was only a couple that you could get.
Yeah.
It was Vineyard.
Yeah.
Like there was a song called My Beloved. You Are My Beloved. Oh my gosh. That song.
Yeah.
I'm slain right there. But there was that. There was Hillsong.
Right.
And in Brownsville. Yeah. Like that was it.
Yeah.
And I remember I used to go every day to the Christian bookstore called the Sunshine Shop, S-O-N, the Sunshine Shop on Roo Street, where by the donut shop, get your donut and then go get a Bible. Mm. And I remember going, I need a new CD. And the CD wall was smaller than this wall right here. Yeah. It was like a little circle thing. And and they had Christian rap. That's a train, by the way. That's not us. There was Christian rap that you could get. And but that's it.
Yeah.
But now with Spotify, which is great. I mean, I think Brandon Lake produces 5 songs a day.
he's pretty quick.
And Brandon, it's crazy.
Honestly, he's on a fantastic
psalmist.
Writer. Yeah.
He is absolutely. A anointed worship leader, Elevation. Like all these things.
Yeah.
But I love the guys at Belonging Co.
Yeah.
Because I know them personally. I know Andrew Holt, the worship leader, the worship pastor. And whenever we were fly fishing, God, I sound so bougie when I say this. We were fly fishing in Montana on a big retreat. And it was snowing the last day, and I chose to not go out, neither did him and the executive pastor, Paul Bergen. And I'm just asking them a question, because they're at Belonging Co., huge church, Andrew Holt is Kerry Jobe's
church for worship leaders.
Worship pastor.
Famous worship leaders.
Natalie Grant is under Andrew Holt. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Andrew's young. He's your age. He's a little bit, I think he's a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And I just ask him, hey, man, how do y'all do y'all songs? How do you write them?
Yeah.
And when he said, every song we write goes through the executive pastor, goes through Paul, who was there with us fly fishing. And he said, just to make sure it's biblical.
Right.
And so then I started. I was like, so what about this song? What about this song? He knew, and we were having fun with it. But now when I love Belonging Co. So if you're looking for a worship group that is biblical, and
they're good one to follow.
That sounds bad.
I know. There's a bunch of biblical
ones. But my jam.
Yeah.
And another one that I'm going to just throw out is Josh Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Baldwin's new album that you turned me on to.
Yeah.
Bro, there's a song called Time Again.
Mm-hmm. Time and Time Again, yeah.
Hands are raised. So like, it is so good.
Yeah.
So if you're having trouble with worship songs and all that, I'm telling you, God is moving right now in something.
Absolutely.
On worship. And it's different. I hate feelings because emotions. Yeah. I'm not talking about soulish.
For sure.
But spirit-wise, there's just something going on that's new.
For sure.
And Bob Sorge taught us, jump in the river.
Yeah, that's it.
And we're jumping in the river wherever he wants to go. And do we have songs that you select, that you put together? Yeah.
Yeah.
And do we go over sometimes? Yeah. Do we go under sometimes? My question whenever I get to heaven is, God, why Sundays does it feel like just get through the set?
Yeah.
And then other times, like, don't stop. Like, what is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I feel like we're slowly figuring that out right now. I don't know what it is yet, but it's like, because I feel like the past couple Sundays, we have not done song to song, and it has just been, there's been some moment that happens, and I just think it's just here, you know? It started off with the lead pastor, Jody, saying, hey, if y'all want it, if y'all feel freedom, you can go a little bit longer.
Right.
Number one, you get a release from your lead pastor. I took a note of it, and I put a date on it, you know? I was like,
you made him sign it.
Heck yeah, you know? And so, but what I did is I just took that, and I took it to this week too, and I was like, hey, we all want the same thing.
Right.
We all want the same thing. And so.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
So there's a lot. I mean, I could go on about this topic for a long time. Yeah. I love topics like this.
Yeah.
Just know our heart, again, is to hear the heart of the Father.
For sure.
To host His presence well on Sunday morning. Yeah. Whether we're singing Kumbaya or we're singing Come Jesus Now, like whatever it is, or if it's some brand new song that you wrote.
Right.
We haven't sang your song in a long time.
I don't know what song that is.
I know you wrote a song, we used to sing it.
I think we sang it like once or twice.
But dude, that was a great song. Yeah. And I do believe there's songs for the house that need to be written.
For sure. Yeah.
So
we're working on that too.
Psalmist, let's go. Yeah. Like
there's any writers out there who want to join in on some songwriting sessions. You don't have to be a musician or a singer.
Yeah.
We need some writers.
I can critique them.
Yeah.
I just can't write them. Yeah. But like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. But we have a great worship team. We are really blessed.
Yeah.
And I just want to give a shout out.
Good people.
Let's go to the center cam. I want to give a shout out to our worship team. Thank you so much. The general public of our congregation doesn't know what you do.
Right.
You have to practice before you get here.
Yep.
Hopefully. If not, you're fired. but you have to practice before you get here. You have to be here early before everybody else. Our singers are now practicing harmonies and parts at 7:30 a.m. When church starts at 10.
Yeah.
Our sound guys have to get here. Mm-hmm. Our production team gets here. So shout out to our worship team, our worship leaders. Y'all are growing. Y'all are hearing the Lord more and more. And the only way that you can learn to hear God's voice is to be in it more and to hear God's voice.
Absolutely.
And so the quiet time that is taking place throughout the week, from our youngest lighting guy, Cruz, Talbert, to Rob, to all these guys, like our guys who work lyrics, our ladies and guys, we now have to have two because the lyric strip, to our cameras, to, I mean, to Kiana, working on production.
Right.
Thank you so much for hosting The Presence Well.
Yeah, every one of y'all play a huge part in making Sunday service happen, but beyond that, you play a huge part in people encountering Jesus.
Yes.
But also, for those of you watching this who have nothing to do with what we're talking about and you're just sitting in the seats, you're not just sitting in the seats. There are people in the seat. I think all of you guys in the seats are called to be worship leaders.
Absolutely.
And I would hope that you listening to this would fire you up to help us.
Yeah.
For people that need to encounter Jesus, because people are going to follow you.
Yeah, that's right.
And so if you stand up and you got your hands on the back of the chair and you hate the song and you're, you know, whatever, it's like that does nothing.
Right.
You know, but if you just choose to like move past like your own emotions, your own feelings, and you just worship God because he is worthy of it, you are then helping us accomplish the goal.
Let's have a pastor moment. Yeah. Worship is not about you.
Yeah.
The songs are not for you.
Yeah.
So if we're singing songs that you don't like, you got two options.
For sure.
Well, you got three. Yeah. You can sit there like a bump on a log.
For sure.
And look unhappy.
Yeah.
You can choose to move past it and go, hey, worship's not about me, and I'm going to sing. I'm going to do what the Bible says, sing my own song.
That's right.
Or you can find somewhere else.
Yeah.
That is, I hate saying that because I want our church to be a place for everybody.
Absolutely.
But I know that it's not for everybody, and that's why we have friends who have other churches, and I can name them here in Sulphur.
Yeah,
and we've had people leave and say, "Man, we just feel more connected to what they're doing."
Good churches,
dude. Amen. For sure. Go. And so, I pray that you move past it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that you learn to go, Lord, I don't really understand the song.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Yeah,
but I'm choosing to worship you, and I'm going to pray right now through this moment.
Absolutely.
And who knows? Maybe the Lord will highlight something in that song.
And also know, like, I don't want this to sound like we don't take any opinions, because it kind of sounds like there are, you know, for example, we got some moving lights.
Oh, yeah.
And we tried to move them. We played one song that was just like a lively song. We tried to move them. And if one person says something, okay. But when 10 people text me and say, those are really distracting, okay, cool. Light guy, let's stop moving the lights, you know?
Yeah.
And then we won't do that anymore. So,
another moment. I'm gonna tell you something that we feel.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is going to be harsh. People, please see my heart and my love through this. If you're a bystander and you just sit and you're not willing to help, I don't know how your opinion will be received.
Right, for sure.
If you're a volunteer and you're in here, you're a servant leader.
Yeah.
And you're here, or like, are even if you are just a congregational member and you come to our church, but yet you have the right heart behind it.
Yeah, for
sure. Yeah, come on. But my advice is get off the seat.
Yeah.
Get in the game.
Right.
Because you have a gift that we need.
For sure. Absolutely.
And production is one of those gifts.
Yeah.
Because the worship team has grown.
Yeah.
But our camera team.
Yeah.
Carter Corville. Right.
Yeah.
Gavin Ellis,
right.
They're Kiana, running it
every week for the most part.
They are running it every week. I mean, it is what they do.
Yeah, we need some.
And they never get a chance to worship, but they're worshiping with their cameras because our idea is capture second, worship first.
Right.
Absolutely. Worship first, capture second.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But yeah, we need to grow those teams.
Yeah, we need to grow those teams. Sure. So hope you hear our heart on this. I love talking about songs and new generation and the past and all that reminiscing.
Yeah.
But God is doing something. Jump in the river with us. Put on your swimsuit, your snorkel, and let's start swimming in the river.
Yep,
you remember that Chris Tomlin song? We're gonna jump in the river.
That's not Chris Tomlin, dude.
Who was that?
That was William Matthews from Bethel.
No, this is another one. This is Passion 05 or Passion 04 or something like that. We're going to, yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but it ain't that song.
It's
in
Sacred Romance. It's Charlie Hall. Charlie Hall sang this song about we're gonna dance in the river.
Oh, that was Martin Smith.
Martin Smith. We're going to dance in the river.
I know what you're talking about. That was at the end of...
Yes.
Did you feel the mountains tremble?
Yes. Yep. So we're going to dance in the river, swim in the river. So come join with us. Talk to Dakota if you have any questions on Sunday morning. We'll see you on the next one. Thanks for joining us.